Near the corner. 7 floors, open windows, dirty wall tiles, a bus. Diesel burns, then rises. Beggars sleep on the front sidewalk, ignore the music from CDs and car radios. When it rains, they move to under the awning of the next building. Now and then, the county truck arrives, gathers their belongings, hot plate, water bottle, pillows, old mattresses. One of them gets up, sweeps the sidewalk. A bird lands on an iron fence post. Yellow flower, ironwood tree, inexpressive bed of azaleas. Legend. Azteca, brown ant, face like a skull, stinks. Shoots out a liquid to protect the castañeda tree. From aphids, from white flies, from cicadas, from plant lice, from monkeys, from the jandaya's beak, from the canary's rough claw. To secure droplets of nectar from the stems, from the twigs, from the sugary excretions of larvae, from the husks, fruits of the castañeda. Aerial nest, flight paths. Stingers. Between branches a macaw lands, painted leaf orchids. Summer. The striped dove's narcotic song. Claws of the laughing falcon scratch the trunk. Aztecas quickly spit again. From art. It's a Bolivian immigrant smashing a building's beams with a sledgehammer. And it's a sociologist on a boat holding binoculars, disguising his blindness. It's a watch atop a gravestone. A slave, one reddened ear, weary steps, flees the plantation, Bom Hechiru. It's the economic conflict of progress. Foie gras from a wild duck. It's a mattress with sheet left on the sidewalk. It's a black kid in a hurry, passing the doors of the Pati Church, Spurs jersey. He suddenly remembers and crosses himself. It's a machine operator shot dead by a youth at a bus stop in the afternoon. It's a roll of electrical wire wrapped around a pole. A couple fucks in daytime beneath the neon Star India sign, unplugged. It's a street vendor uttering bloodthirsty words. It's a handcuffed man shooting himself in the head. It's an artist turning himself into the police. The New Utopia 2. It's a discourse strictly bound to reality. It's a fiscal hell. It's a real corporation. It's the useful side of the word. It's the idiot white masses. It's the minimum grade required. It's the equitable mobile app. It's a lactose-free breakfast. It's an NA beer and an electronic cigarette. It's a prayer and not the Ave Maria, whispered in the alley of a favela. It's a synonym for vandal. It's a warning against the environmental impact of a boat ride. It's a protest against English classes. It's an at-gig.worker between jobs. It's the ecological redemption of weeds. It's a legal approach to the devil. It's a blind Paralympian. It's a highly subversive antiverse. It's the potential target of linguistic terrorism. It's a hardcore Dracula donating blood. It's the guaranteed right to a duplicate copy. It's a homeless person digging through a container of selective trash. It's the product of legal arms sales, violins after the rancid breeze. It's a laundering of words. It's a daughter devoted to her homeland. From the New Utopia 1. Has its own dictionary. Thinks before acting. Rejects words and demands action. The New Utopia is an ex-amputee. It's the open wing of flight. It's a showroom of natural exuberances. It's a black cloud sky under control. It's a bookcase in a bathroom. It's the widow of Jorge Luis Borges detailing his creative process. The new utopia is an ex-macumbeiro, an ex-drunk. It's a shabby ex-echu. It's a white man with a black man's soul. The new utopia is also the native Brazilian holding a torch, practicing politics daily on social media. The new utopia is an ex-esthetician with prosthetic nails. It's a trans spy sunbathing on a router. It's an ex-savage. It's an ex-bitch. An ex-hustler. A lesbian. It's an ex-pariah. It's a myriad of franchises of award-winning poets. It's a poem worthy of its time. The New Utopia 3. It's an epic of the damned. It's mass-scale harassment organized against power. For it, every day is a historic day. The New Utopia opts for a grave in the sunlight. Doesn't chew on past lives. Protests live against the Undertaker's mafia. It doesn't revolve around a single idea. Does not dig its own grave. The New Utopia is, in the end, the liberation of man. Man simple now and true, finally. Man déjà vu. Álvaro de Campos. You light a cigarette to delay the voyage, but you'll find no rest. You have only destiny and reality. You're no longer the boy who succeeded by accident. You find yourself in some port of departure, real or the product of your art. It's no use rousing all the Caesars inside of you to turn back the clock of the cosmos or the voyage. Or you repeat, not now, not now. Great, as you say, are the deserts, and all really is parabola or desert. And yet, a tiny virus that you neither wanted nor imagined abruptly accelerates the motors of the universe.